It's the Golden. You know, it seems like I've been the cause of a lot of horse-day arguments lately.
You certainly have.
But now, really.
Now, did you or did you not say Dove is a soap for everything in the wash?
Well, sure I did. Dove does all three kinds of wash, from dirty towels and work shirts to colored rayon slips.
But how can this one granulated soap get granny towels white
and dirty work shirts clean
and still be so safe for my rayon and nicer colored washes?
But that's the whole idea of Dove. You see, we're comparing Dove with most old-fashioned granulated soaps you've been using. And, of course, you'd hardly expect them to do all the pretty colored rayon slips and things you wash nowadays.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's where new Dove is different. It's safer, far safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
That's all very well, but this Dove will have to do a good job with my white pieces to suit me.
Oh, if it's white that you want, Dove will suit you to a tee. Why, Dove gets both whiter, yet safer than any number of other soaps. Your towels and sheets will come out really gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than you does, do you?
And you say it's grand for heavy overalls, too?
Sure, Dove will get them wonderfully clean, and without any hard scrubbing, either. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Okay, I'll just get some Dove, and next wash day, I'll see whether it does everything.
So, well, and once you try Dove, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement in old soap. Why, even the suds are different.
Well, how's that?
Well, if you've been using any one of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, Dove will give you the sud surprise of your life, because Dove makes more suds. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So, treat yourself to a new kind of wash day. Get new Dove D-U-Z today. And let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldberg. In the long voyage, the goal which Molly set for herself, she weathered many a confusing storm of feelings. But now, just as she's captain of the ship and the sight of home, a last hurricane has come up. Orianne's willing to give up Way, and Mrs. Way wants her former husband back, and she's shown that she's sincerely in love with a man she hurt so much in the past. But now, even when Way is being offered a pardon for his past, she objects. And Molly can't sleep, thinking of this great opportunity with Way springing aside.
Listen. Jay? You're snoozing?
I'm not snoozing.
You're sleeping?
I am not sleeping.
So if you're not snoozing and if you're not sleeping, do you want to listen?
To what?
To me.
No.
Go down your back rope.
Why?
Go down to Mr. Way. He's walking up and down in the kitchen.
How do you know?
I hear him.
Your ears are better than mine? I can't hear him.
Here he is, Way, darling. Here he is.
Maybe he's looking for some bicarbonate.
See, he's not looking for bicarbonate.
How do you know?
Because I know. I know why he's downstairs in my...
Ladorian, talk to him. Not me. He is causing his recklessness. Not me.
I'll get your slippers, Jake.
Don't get my slippers.
I'll get your bathrobe.
A man's home is his castle, huh?
Oh, Jake, please don't start with the castle now. Go down and talk to Mr. Way. Jake, darling, don't let him refuse a pardon.
A pardon? Who offered it? And why is he refusing it?
Who is that now? Rosalie, come in. What is it, Rosalie?
Mama,
darling. What is it?
Mr. Way is still down in the kitchen. I hear him walking up and down.
So give me my bathrobe.
You said give me my mop and Papa's slippers and mine.
Not Mama's bathrobe. Mine bathrobe.
Papa's bathrobe. Where is it, Mama? It's relaxing on the chair over there.
Oh, thank you.
When did all this about the pardon occur?
Orion told me.
And?
That Papa's bathrobe?
Yes. Here, Papa, darling.
A man is refusing a pardon. That's already beyond common sense already. My slippers, Rosie.
Papa Chloe doesn't want to have to thank his former wife for anything.
My slippers.
In my bathroom, Rosalie, please.
For what?
Please, you wake up the whole house.
Is there a light in the hall?
No, Pa.
Take the flashlight.
I'll take it. Rosalie, help me with my bathroom. Where's my arm? Wait, I can't find my arm.
Wait, my... Her sleeve is inside
it. So hold it and fix it inside it.
All right.
All right. Wait, baby.
Why must I wait?
The flashlight.
Leave the door open. There'll be enough light. Stay where you are, Molly.
I'll see you for the trip, dear.
Don't worry, Molly.
I'm not worried. Logan is tied properly and belt tight on his bathrobe. You shouldn't slip on the bathrobe.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried, but I said I'm worried. Why am I worried? Stay down. So what are you going to say to Mr. Ray?
I don't need any rehearsals, Molly.
I didn't say you needed rehearsals. All the balance, you couldn't slip, dear. Can you see for us?
I can see. Where are you going?
I'm just standing. You couldn't slip on the third step, dear.
The carpet is still loose on the third step?
It's still loose, but I'm going to fix it tomorrow.
Here. Mr. Ray?
Yes, Mr. Goldberg.
I heard you walking in the kitchen.
Aren't you feeling
well? Sit down, Mr. Ray. In all the time that you have been here, I, for one, have never taken it upon myself to give you advice. Because what advice you needed or wanted or whichever what was out of my jurisdiction. I'm not a sentimentalist. As you may have gathered, I am a realist. And being such, I feel as men to men, I should, if I may, tell you that I honestly believe.
You know about the pardon?
That's what I am referring to. Mr. Way, what is the true essence of a man's life?
It's the kind of a question I'm all through asking.
Maybe so, Mr. Way. But is it the kind of a question you're all through answering?
I don't need a pardon.
Why not? Do you mind my talking to you, or if so, I'll be silent.
I don't mind talking at all.
Then in that case, listen to my opinion. It's what I think. It's what I believe. Love, Mr. Way, and you'll pardon me for saying it. Love, Mr. Ray, is all right for the springtime of a man's life. But after the flowers are down from the tree, it's time for the fruit to appear. And the fruit of a man's life, Mr. Ray, is work. It's effort, accomplishment. Love is a recess, not school time.
Love has nothing to do with what I'm thinking.
I know that you find yourself in a difficult position. I know love does have a part in your refusal to accept the pardon. But think of what a pardon means, Mr. Way. A pardon, Mr. Way, is a path back into the common life that we all lead. It gives you an opportunity to participate, to be a man among men on equal terms. You can live for others again.
I want to live for myself. I'm afraid, Mr. Goldberg, that you're a little sentimental, too. You keep forgetting that I had the signal honor of being imprisoned by this society that you're praising to me.
You violated the law.
And I admit it. I stole some money. To put it bluntly, I took money because money was so important. And I wanted to be important. And because I took this money, I was arrested. And from that moment on, all semblance of human life ceased. They put me in a cage for 3 long years. Years that are longer and more bitter than anyone can imagine. I used to live in a small room, or work in a small room, or take a walk with other victims in a narrow courtyard. I had a number for a name. I was guarded and watched and supervised. When I took a breath of air, it was by permission of this society. No human being can live that way and still remain human. Oh, the prison was decent. There was no physical brutality, but there was the brutality of that inhuman environment. Well, it changed me. It changed me completely. Society can't pardon me because I won't pardon it. I'm through with it. I'm living for myself. All for myself. And if I can capture some sheer personal pleasure out of life, I'm going to take it. I don't give a hang about anyone else in the world. I don't owe the world anything.
You can say that in this world?
In this one or anyone.
And this anger which Wei has against society, which he's obscured under his love for Oriane, is the real reason why he's resisted all along doing what's obvious and right. But the mere fact that Wei is willing to talk about it means that it has come to the surface. And at the surface, it can be treated. If Wei gives the world a chance. Say, before you do your supper dishes tonight, just ask yourself this. Are you using one of those halfway soaps? I mean a mild bar soap that doesn't have real speed? Or a tough granulated soap that keeps you on safety for your hands? Well, forget those halfway soaps and try new Dove. You see, Dove is that amazing new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And it has everything you want for dishwashing, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. Now, just notice how nice and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. In fact, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give you this extra gentleness for your hands. Yet, see how fast Dove cuts tough grease without you doing any hard scouring. Why, no other soap made can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. Remember, you can see the difference in Dove right in the suds. It's one soap with everything for dishes, from lightning speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Ask for Dove today. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. Next time, Molly calls in a little professional advice. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voice.